Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. So even if you're a mighty person, David says the mighty people should give glory and strength to God. So even if in the eyes of the world you're physically strong, you're wealthy, you're healthy, you're whatever, attractive, handsome, beautiful, or whatever, particularly maybe for those people, they are asked to give to God all their glory and their strength, because God does not like people who glory in their own strength. He wants us to recognize that we are very weak, even if relatively speaking we might be strong in the eyes of people, but to give all glory to God. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is on the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. It's full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, even the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. So he's saying that God's word is so powerful that you, man, you mighty ones, you who think that you are so strong or are seen as so strong in some ways, you've got to give glory to God. Because his word, his ways, his glory is so great. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness, even the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calve and reveals the forests. And in the temple, everyone speaks of his glory. The Lord sits king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So he began by saying, O you mighty ones, you are to give glory and strength to God, because God will give strength to his people. So if we think we have strength, or we're strong in some ways, I'm very good at whatever you're doing, could be in sport, it could be in your career, could be in whatever. Well, you give that to God and he will give you strength. This is the idea that everything that we have is of God. And David says this when they're collecting things for the temple, and he gives a huge amount of what he owns in his own wealth, he gives it to God. And he says that we have only given you that which is yours. And this is a wonderful idea that makes you so free from materialism, to realize that all that we have is his. And that if you give anything, you're only giving back to God what's his anyway. And that frees you up from this endless desire to get for myself. If you really believe that